Gee, I wonder who this poem is about.
When I was trying to come up in a rap game, living like a yap, hustling spare change, driving a buck and living in a shack, trying to make the best out of what I had, using a pen and pad. There was this girlie that I wanted to get with, who never gave me no play because I wasn't rolling. She said I was too ghetto, and that a brother from the ghetto couldn't give her nothing but hard times and trouble. But being I was young and dumb and just thinking about the poontang had me sprung. I used to play myself late at night, going over a house, drinking 40s, standing on the front porch singing oldies. And even though a father used to run me away, I used to creep around the side and hit the back gate, tapping on the window, giving her the ghetto serenade. And it went this way. Didn't drive a Mercedes. She said that I was probably only good for making babies, and my physical appearance makes me look crazy. She said that you look like you're banger, maybe even slang, and if you wanna be with me, you gotta rearrange. But I wasn't about to get a flat top of gold when a suitor come back in a new BMW. She said her parents wouldn't approve of the way that I look, see, and plus you got nothing to give me. You wanna get laid, you gotta keep me paid. That's when she lost me, man, cause I ain't paying for the gang gang. And even though I'm feeling bad, I feel like this, I can't miss what I never had. So I gave it a last shot, and right before I walked away, I hit it with the ghetto serenade. Out. Now I'm rolling in big bucks, flying all around the world, meeting many girls everywhere that I go, and making rap videos, and signing autographs the other day. I looked up and guess who was coming my way? The same old girl who never gave me no rhythm, but this time standing in the middle with five children. She done got fat, and now she's looking like the Cookie Monster to me, walking around with the saggy booty, and running that drag about how I done matured so much, and why I haven't kept in touch. I started laughing in her face, cause to me it was funny. Now she wanted me for my money, so I turned my back to her and I walked away, leaving her singing the ghetto serenade, and here's what she had to say.